And we're back here at the Beaver Dam. I'm Reed Mouse, joined along with my broadcasting partner, Tyler Avila. Tyler, how you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic.
Yeah, we had a good week of Beaver Athletics. The women swept, the men went 1-1, and we had some people place very well in track. So let's start it right on off with women's basketball. Both teams went up to Defiance and beat that team, that other purple school up north. And they actually, both teams swept them for this season. The women beat them 78-50. They absolutely demolished Defiance this past Wednesday.
That score, holy moly, Reed. That was a blowout up there in Defiance. Casey Rao had a heck of a game. 15 points, 9 rebounds, one shy of 5 double-doubles in a row.
Yeah, she's actually was selected as Player of the Week in the conference. This is her third week this season being inside of the conference, and I'm not for sure, but that's got to be some kind of record, right?
I would assume so.
It's got to be up there. So the women are 17-6 after the two wins this past week. They're 12-4 in the conference. That is their record as of now. The Macy Shear had 14 points against Defiance. CJ Mills finished with 13. They scored 28 points in the third quarter. So coming right out of halftime, they came guns a-blazing.
Yeah, they had a heck of a third quarter, and they normally do in games that I have watched and commentated on, because Coach Scheller is a great coach at making adjustments heading in from the first half to the second, and they really capitalized on those adjustments, and the third quarter point scored shows it, 28 points.
Yeah, then they went on Saturday, they went to Anderson and beat them 75-54. So in their two games last week, they outscored their opponents by 49 points, of course beating Defiance by 28, and Anderson by 21. Casey Rao led the charge with 31 points. She went a perfect 10-for-10 from the charity stripe. And then falling out the rest of the box score was TJ Mills with 9 points. Nora Heminger, Heidi Kradock, and DJ Kesey all finished with 6 points. And a big part of their success was that Anderson only had 6 players. So they had a lot of running up and down the court.
Yeah.
And they just got tired.
Yeah, and Casey Rao, we had her in the booth earlier today. And this is what she had to say about Wednesday's game and Saturday's game. So I'm here with Casey Rao on the Beaver Dam. Casey, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
You guys had a great week last week, beating Defiance 78-50. Wow. Holy crap, you guys put a beat down on them. So the last couple of weeks and the last couple of games, you've really been leading the teams in points. What's been working with you on your game throughout the last couple of weeks?
I've been kind of more relaxed the last couple games, which kind of helps because I'm not too anxious.
Right. Well, you guys have been shooting it better, at least at Defiance, and then shot it a little bit better on Saturday, too. You went 43% from the field for the entire game, 50% from the three-point line. What's been clicking now? Because you guys have been struggling offensively.
I think our defense helps with that. When we get a stop, our offense comes from our defense. So when we're playing really good defense, I think it kind of filters into a good offense.
Now, I saw that on this past Wednesday at Defiance, you guys had a 28-point third quarter. What kind of went into that?
I feel like our last couple games in the third quarter have been really good. We just come out strong after halftime. Normally, our halftime scores are kind of close, so we know that we have to lock down on defense. And then, like I said before, just our offense flows from our defense.
So really just looking at the adjustments Coach Shuttler has seen and drew up for you guys to capitalize on. And then over the weekend, a career-high 31 points. I do believe I read it was 2 points shy of all time, like, in a game.
Yeah, I think that's something like that.
What was the key for that game? 31 points. I know no one was really anywhere close from you on that, on the team. TJ had 9 points. Nora, Heidi, DJ all had 6. What kind of helped you accumulate those points?
Throughout the game, I really didn't even know that I was anywhere close. I mean, I knew I was hitting shots,
right,
but nothing like that. And coach kind of knew that I was having a good game, so did my teammates. So they did a good job at facilitating the ball and getting me the ball to go from there.
Now, what I did see that in the box score that Anderson only had 6 players. Do you think them only having 6 players play kind of like discouraged them and like really showed in the final of 75-54? Does that really, if you're on a team, like, what's your mindset on that?
Yeah, it would be tough because we definitely push and transition a lot.
Right.
So they got tired in the second half. The first half was a close game. They played really, really hard. But then in the second half, they were tired.
Yeah, I would be tired as well, only having six players play in the entire game. So your guys' next game is tomorrow, Valentine's Day. Sucks for you guys. I know a lot of you guys are in a relationship and can't go out and celebrate, but you guys have Manchester. What's the key for tomorrow's game?
They really like to shoot threes. They are really small. They only have like one big post. So we're going to have to lock down the three-point line. We only beat them by three at their place. But I think our defense has improved since then, so I think we'll be okay.
How is the rest of the conference looking for you guys?
We should end up third with Rose at first and Transy second. But who will play in the first round of the tournament, I'm unsure because there's ties for fifth and sixth place.
96-1, The Wit.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number, I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder.
My classes while I was scheming for the masses. Who do you think you are? Dreaming about being a big star. They say you're basic, they say you're easy. You're always riding in the backseat. Now I'm smiling from the stage while you were clapping in the nosebleeds.
Thunder, 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 thunder,
thunder, thunder.
Thunder,
feel the thunder. Lightning and the thunder. Thunder, feel the thunder. Lightning and the thunder.
Expected the world, but it feels- She ran away in her sleep.
So one big key to the women's success is they finally found their stride back on offense. For a while there, they just weren't finding anything on the offensive side of the ball. Their shooting percentages were way down. They were taking bad shots, and even when they were getting open shots, they were missing them. And just getting right back into the groove of things, heading into tournament time, is something really special going on.
Yeah, Casey even mentioned it, that they have shot well the last two games. They went 43% on Wednesday against Defiance. They shot 50% from the three-point line, and they had 29 attempts at the foul line, Reed. That's insane. They went 82% from the charity stripe, and then on Saturday they went an abysmal 39.4% from the field, but they shot well behind the three-point line, 5 for 12, and then at the free throw line, they went 18 for 21 as well.
Yeah, so they're looking at a 3 seed going into this tournament. They take the top 6 seeds. So they will not be getting a bye, but they are still going to be in the tournament, and they're going to probably play. Actually, they don't know who they're going to play. There's a tie at those 4, 5, and 6 positions. So it'd be interesting going into these last two games of the season to see who they play. But they should be playing next week, and they're in tip-top shape to get into this tournament and play well in it.
Yeah, they've really made adjustments throughout the last couple of weeks, and they've played better. Their defense has been there, and we've seen it. But offensively, they've struggled, and this past week, they really turned the switch, and this is when you really need to have your offense clicking, is the last couple of weeks in the season heading into the conference tournament.
So the men also beat Defiance, as we already talked about. They beat them on this past Wednesday. They beat them by 20, 85 to 65. The men's record after this past week is 10-13. They're 7-9 inside of the conference. And leading the way that past Wednesday was Andrew Renner. He had 23 points. He had 4 assists. He went 9 for 15 from the field and 4 for 7 from behind the arc. He had a very good day.
Yeah, Andrew Renner, the sophomore guard from Bath, he had a heck of a day. And we've seen flashes of how well he can shoot throughout last season before he got hurt, and then this season where he's actually had a healthy year. And this kid can shoot, like, flashes of a little bit of Kobe mixed in with his, like, turnaround jumper. And this kid is a special offensive player.
Yeah,
and defense as well.
Yeah, he's one of the real premier scorers on the team. I mean, he can create some offense. And speaking of the men's basketball team, we actually got to sit down with Justice Doughty, who, as everyone knows, is my favorite basketball player to watch. A little 5'11" forward and just gets it done underneath the paint. And this is what we talked about. So today here on the Beaver Dam, we've got Justice Doughty, who's been playing really well, actually, on this past Saturday. He tied a career high with 17 points. Justice, how are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. You guys have been playing. You guys have your highs. You have some lows. You guys kind of seem like you're playing the teams that you're playing. When you're playing the top teams in the conference, you guys are right there with them. But then every once in a while, you lose to a team like Earlham. And I know the Anderson loss hurt this Saturday. But you guys are still geared up, I think, at this point to make the conference tournament. How's that looking?
Yeah, we got two teams that are tied with us currently, Franklin and Anderson, actually, right now. And we got the easier schedule. So we're looking to win out here and get into the tournament, the fifth seed.
So three teams are going for two spots right now.
Yes.
And you, like we said, you had 17 points. What was working for you on this past Saturday?
Just offensive rebounds, putting it back in the hoop. You know, their guys are a lot of times slower than me, so it's just easier to get around them.
Yeah, you're a much undersized forward. You're under 6 foot, and you're playing the forward position.
Yeah.
And it's kind of incredible how well you've been playing. Is it just attributed to speed or IQ out there on the court? Like, what do you attribute it to?
I've always been good at bodying with the bigger guys around me. It's not really speed or anything. I can get around them because they're obviously going to be slower than me, but since I'm lower to the floor, I mean, I can just get that advantage on them.
Well, you guys swept Defiance this season, and then you went on to lose Anderson. Who you guys got for the rest of the season?
Oh, we got Manchester on Wednesday and then Franklin for our last home game on Saturday.
Yeah, and then the seeding, and who are you looking to play out of the teams that are at the top of the conference? Who would you most likely to play in that first round of the tournament?
I'm thinking it's going to be Transy right now. That's who we're looking at.
Who's going to get the one seed?
It's either going to be Mount Rose or Hanover. They're all tied for first right now.
Well, before the season, it really, like, everyone was kind of selling you guys short. You lost Rhodey. You didn't have a whole lot coming back. You lost Trey, but Kevin's really stepped into a role. What has been the success of this team so far this season?
I think we're just really good as a team. We move the ball around. And we just play together a lot. Like Coach said today at practice, we're really good offensively because we can move the ball around and not just one person's doing everything.
Mm-hmm.
We got a whole team working together to get buckets.
Yeah, that's what I've noticed from years past when you guys had Thane before and then Rhodey the past season. It really looked like you guys used him as a crutch. Now that you guys have multiple weapons, you guys can really utilize more people on the floor. And even if Kevin's still here and there dropping 30, they're still moving the ball much better, and that's really helped for you guys this year. In the years past, you guys have been actually pretty undersized at the forward position. You guys had Thane, but this year you guys have two bigger. They're underclassmen in Max and Aaron, but how has that been working out for having two forwards?
We're still undersized a little bit in most of the matchups, but they're really good at just staying down and defending. Our biggest focus right now is to stay out of foul trouble with them, but they've been doing really well for us this season.
Another thing that I've noticed about you guys is you guys seem to play really good defense. Do you guys take pride in that?
Yeah, we've always been that's just one thing Coach has always taught us is defense is key to winning games and winning championships especially. So that's what we got to do to get it done this year.
All right, well, that's all I got for you. Thanks for coming in, Justice.
All right, thank you.
Don't go anywhere. We have Hand Clap by Fence in the Tantrums right here on the Beaver Dam.
All these lovers got you losing control. You lack a drug. Like a river, short drop out then run.
Salzman to Sauter, we are 96.1 The Wit. We'll be right back.
And we are back. That was Zombie by the Cranberries.
Yeah, so Justice had two of the last three games, he had career highs in points, 17 points in both of those, two of those last three games. And the loss this past Saturday against Anderson, and then the Saturday before that, he also had 17 points. Renner had 16 points this past Saturday, and Christie had 13 in a tough loss against Anderson, as they're really fighting for that fifth spot right now. There's three people, as Justice said, there's three people fighting for two spots in the conference tournament right now. Yeah, so men lost to Anderson, who they're currently tied with for the fifth spot. Them, Franklin, and Anderson are all tied for that third spot, all with a 7-9 record. So that loss to Anderson really hurt them and moved them out of the fifth spot. But like we said, two spots for three teams, and they have the easiest schedule out of the three. They've gotten the top four teams, Transylvania, Rose Holman, Mount St. Joe, and Hanover. They've played the two games against each of those teams, so they got bottom-of-the-conference type players like Manchester. So the last game this Saturday against Franklin is going to be a huge tell to see who gets into that final spot.
Yeah, this Saturday is going to be huge, not only for the Beavers, but for the seniors, because it is their last home game. So they are really going to show up and show out and make sure that they secure that spot, beating Franklin, who, like Reed mentioned, is tied with them along with Anderson.
Yeah, so just looking at why they, at the box score this past Saturday, just looking at that box score, you'll notice that the men shot very well in the first half, shot 62% from the field, 18 for 29, and then turned around in the second half. They had a huge lead going in that second half. They turned around and just lost it. They went shot 39% from the field. So everything that was working for them in the first half, they could not find in the second half, which is troubling. Yeah. But again, it's a tough loss. Losing to Anderson this late in the season, especially fighting for the same spot.
Yeah, and we've seen Bluffton have a tremendous first half shooting, and then they think that they have their stuff going in that second half, and it's not falling for them. And like it happened on Saturday, they just couldn't hit their shots. They went below 40% from the field, below 30% from the three-point line. They still had a great day at the line, but that second half is what bit them in the butt.
And this, if I'm not correct, if men are able to get into the conference tournament, this will be the first time since I've been here, and this will be the fourth year that I'm here, in which the men and women are playing in the conference tournament at the same time. I mean, I'm sure it's happened before.
Right.
But my freshman year, the men made the conference tournament, lost in the finals. And in the past 2 years, the women have been in the conference tournament. They won 2 years ago and then lost last year, and they got another chance to do something special this year. So it'll be pretty special of a thing to have them both in the conference tournament at the same time, especially the fact that it's looking like the conference tournament might end up at Rose Holman. Rose Holman has a chance to host. They're going to host the women's more than likely.
Yeah.
It's just they're tied for first place with two other teams at the front of the men's. So if they're able to host the men's tournament, that'll be pretty special to have both the men's and women celebrating at the same time.
Yeah, having the two tournaments at Rose Holman would be huge for Rose, because that'd be a great thing to do, have both the men's and women's basketball tournaments there. But it would also be a good thing for Bluffton, because they could go in there with the men already have a chip on their shoulder after being ranked second to last in the preseason poll, and go in there and have a chance to win the whole thing. Once the tournament starts, it's a new season for them, clean slate. They can go in, they know they've played these teams at least twice this year, and they can go in, look at what they need to do against these teams and roll with it and try to find a way to win.
You keep my hands on myself.
Dimly lit hallway. We are 96.1. The Wit.
The Bluffton University track and field team started meet one of its split meet competition Friday night at the Defiance College Dick Small Memorial Invitational, while those who qualified will compete Saturday in the All-Ohio Championship. The performance of the night went to junior Maylin DeLong, who broke the school record in women's shot put with a mighty heave of 38 feet, 5.5 inches to finish third in a competitive field of 14. Posting wins on the track and quality fields of 10 and 7 respectively were junior Katora Warlick in the 200 and freshman Sarah Heidinger in the 60 hurdles. Heidinger posted a personal record time while sophomore Tori Bowen and freshman Gabe Macon won their respective pole vault competitions. Closing the evening's events was the men's high jump, where senior Kyle Nezovich, in his first high jump of the season, which qualified him for the HCAC Championships, came home third with a clearance of 5 feet, 11 and a quarter inch. Sophomore John Jones put up a personal record in the shot put, while junior Jonah Eckert netted PRs in both the 800 meters and the mile.
A number of PR performances were turned in throughout the night in the final tune-ups for the upcoming HCAC Championship. Sophomore Ari Cox and freshman Kimmy Hetrick, honing their speed for the long-distance events, both posted lifetime best at the mile and 800. At 3,000 meters, sophomore Tammy Groff improved her time, as did sophomore Sienna Hotsteller with 200 meters, while freshman Donnie Johnson PR'd in the preliminary round of the 60 dash. Freshman Keenan Cannell also improved in the high jump, setting a PR and qualifying for the HCAC Championship meet. And that wraps up this edition of the Beaver Dam. We thank you for listening and encourage you to come back and listen to us next week. Check out previous podcasts. Search and subscribe on iTunes or Google Play, the WIT 96.1 podcast at Bluffton University. For more stories and information, check out our website at bluffdenwit.com and subscribe. This has been Reed Mouse, joined along with Tyler Avila, and we thank you for listening to 96.1 The WIT. Roll Beave.